Welcome to Zichud Avsi Money. I'm Ram Goldhar, and today we're Sekhaz Erevin, Daf Nun Zayin. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Nosin Karpaf Le'ir, we grant a Karpaf, an open area, that is 70 and two-thirds amos wide, to a city before measuring the Tchum, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chamim say, well, Amru Karpaf El Ben Shtei Yaros, they did not say the rule of a Karpaf, except with regard to the separation between two cities, which means, Im Yesh Lezo Shivim Amma Bishirayim, if this one is 70 amos in a fraction, and that one is 70 amos in a fraction, meaning that the cities are separated by no more than 141 and a third amos, Osa Karpov Eshten Lios Echot, the Karpov granted to each of them causes the two of them to become one. The Gemara asks for the source for adding a Karpov, and Rabbi brings the Pasuk regarding the Ari Levim, the Levitical cities, Mekira Ir Bechutza, from the wall of the city outward, which means, Amra Torah ten chutzva achach medot. The Torah is saying that one needs to grant an outside area to the city and only then measure the tchum. Point number two, there's a machlokas regarding what the chamim hold regarding a karpaf. Rav Huna said, Nosin karpaf lezov, a karpaf lezov. The chamim mean that we grant a karpaf to each city, meaning a distance of up to 141 and a third amos may separate the two cities and they're still considered as one. Chiya Bar Rav said, Karpav Echad Ushtayim, the Chamim hold, that there is one Karpav for both, meaning there cannot be more than 70 and two-third amos between the two cities for them to be considered as one. And the Gemara goes through a lengthy analysis of these two opinions. And point number three, was stated in the Mishnah, V'chen Shloshik Farm HaMushalashim, so too regarding three villages grouped together. Im Yesh Ben Shnaim Chitzoni Me'eva Arbim Ve'achaz Shoshlish, if there are 141 and a third amos between the two outer villages, the middle village causes the three of them to become one. Now the Gemara assumes that the three villages are in a row, which would mean that they all become one because of the middle village which unites them. The Rashi explains that there isn't more than 70 and two-third amos separating any two villages. Now this seems to be a Tuyufta Rav Huna, who holds there can be a distance of 141 and a third amos between two cities. The Gemara answers that Rav Huna interprets the Mishnah differently. The three villages are in a triangle, and the two villages that serve as the base of the triangle are separated by much more than 141 and a third amos. Now, if the middle village was inserted in between the two outer villages, so they would be in a row, then there would be no more than 141 and a third amos between any village, and the middle villages cause them to be combined to one. From here, we see that two villages can be combined as long as there are no more than 141 and a third amos between them. So once again, the three points are, point number one, the next Mishnah states, Nosin Karpaf Le'ir, we grant a Karpaf, an open area that is 70 and two-thirds amos wide, to a city before measuring the Tchum, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chamim say, well, Amru Karpaf El Ben Shtei Yaros, they did not say the rule of a Karpaf, except with regard to the separation between two cities, which means that, Im Yesh Lezo Shivim Amos Bishirayim, Lezo Shivim Amos Bishirayim, if this one is 70 amos in a fraction, and that one is 70 amos in a fraction, meaning the cities are separated by no more than 141 and a third amos, Osa Karpav Eshten Wios Echad. The Karpav granted to each of them causes the two of them to become one. The Gemara asks for the source for adding a Karpav, and Rabbah brings the Pasuk regarding Ari Levim, the Levitical cities, Makir Ha'ir V'chutza, from the wall of the city outward, which means the Amra Torah Ten Chutza V'Akarchach Medod. The Torah is saying that one needs to grant an outside area to the city and only then measure the Tchum. Point number two, there's machlokas amaraim regarding what the chachamim hold regarding a karpav. Rav Huna said, Nosin karpav lezo, v'karpav lezo. The chachamim mean that we grant a karpav to each city, meaning a distance of up to 141 and a third amos may separate the two cities and they're still considered as one. Chiya Bar Rav said, karpav echor ushtan. The chachamim hold that there is one karpav for both, meaning that there cannot be more than 70 and two-third amos between the two cities for them to be considered as one. The Gemara goes through a lengthy analysis of these two opinions. And point number three was stated in the Mishnah, V'chen Shloshik Farm HaMushalashim, so too regarding three villages grouped together, Im Yesh Ben Shnaim Chitzoni Me'eva Arbim Ve'achaz V'shlish, if there are 141 and a third amos between the two outer villages, As Emsai is Shlosh Nelios Echot, the middle village causes the three of them to become one. Now the Gemara assumes that the three villages are in a row, which would mean that they all become one because of the middle village, which unites them. Now Rashi explains that there isn't more than 70 and two-third amos separating any two villages. This seems to be a tiyuv to the Rav Huna, who holds there can be a distance of up to 141 and a third amos between two cities. So the Gemara answers that Rav Huna interprets the Mishnah differently. The three villages are in a triangle, and the two villages that serve as the base of the triangle are separated by much more than 141 and the third amos. If the middle village was inserted in between the two outer villages so that they would be a row, then there would be no more than 141 and a third amos between any village, and the middle village causes them to be combined to one. From here we see that the two villages can be combined as long as there are no more than 141 and a third amos between them. All right, so now we go to our simon for Duff Nun Zion, and the simon is a nose, but we use Pinocchio's nose to make it a little more dramatic and distinct. So Pinocchio's nose is our simon for Nun Zion. So here goes. When news got out that the Pinocchio factory was commissioned to make an exceptionally long nose to measure the carpuff of a city, two cities called to make an order double the length, followed by three villages that lived in a triangle. Once again, in slow motion. When news got out that the Pinocchio factory, that means Ron Duff, Nun Zion. When news got out that the Pinocchio factory was commissioned to make an exceptionally long nose to measure the carpuff of a city, which reminds us of the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, whether a carpuff is given to a single city or only to two cities for the purposes of joining as one. So when news got out that the Pinocchio factory was commissioned to make an exceptionally long nose to measure the carpuff of a city, two cities called to make an order double the length, which reminds us of the machlokes regarding the Chachamim's opinion whether the carpuff given to the two cities is 141 and a third amos or only 70 and two-thirds amos. So when news got out that the Pinocchio factory was commissioned to make an exceptionally long nose to measure the carpuff of a city, two cities called to make an order double the length, followed by three villages that lived in a triangle, which reminds of the case of the three villages and Rav Huna's pshat that they were situated in a triangle, so that when the middle one was theoretically inserted in between the two outer ones to make a row, there was 141 and a third amos between any two cities. So once again, when news got out that the Pinocchio factory was commissioned to make an exceptionally long nose to measure the carpuff of a city, two cities called to make an order double the length, followed by three villages that lived in a triangle. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.